A reading from Paul's first letter to Timothy. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Saviour, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time, and for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I am not lying, and a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles.
Dear Lord, this morning we follow Paul's exhortation to Timothy and pray for all people. We pray for our government and all those in authority at international, national and local levels, that they govern for the good of all their people. In this country, we pray that phrases like levelling up are not simply used as political slogans, but behind them there are actions to achieve increased prosperity for everyone, regardless of where they live and work, so that no families have to live in poverty. With COVID-19 continuing as a global pandemic, we pray that the richer nations, including our own, provide the means for the poorest nations to be able to have all their people vaccinated. We pray too that we all play our part in combating the threats to the environment worldwide. Once again, it is the poorest communities who suffer the worst effects of global warming, rising sea levels, floods and droughts. We pray that you will help us all to understand that our actions and decisions have far-reaching consequences for our neighbours throughout the world. We praise you and thank you, dear God, that you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us all through his death and resurrection, who now lives and reigns with you forever. We pray that we, your people of Christ the Cornerstone, reach out to the community about us to help them and us to gain knowledge of the truth of your love for all people and for the whole of your creation. May we learn how to make our church an oasis of hope in the heart of Milton Keynes and do all we can as the workers in this oasis to bring the living water of your word to all who thirst for it. We end our prayers this morning by saying together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.